What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From around the world to Washington to your own backyard, if a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. This is a Fox News Radio 4th of July special from Fox Nation, Field of Valor. Brian Kilmeade sheds a light on the sacrifices made by American athletes, both on the field and on the front lines.
June 13, 1935. Spectators crammed into Madison Square Garden Bowl to see Max Baer defend his title as heavyweight champion. However, by the end of the fight, they were chanting a new name. With the odds stacked against him, James J. Braddock defeated Baer and claimed the belt as champion. An unlikely hero, Braddock's scrappy nature led him to the pinnacle of the sporting world.
Professional sports, it's not like today. You had baseball and you had boxing. Many kids dreamed of being baseball players. The toughest kids dreamed of being boxers.
And then, of course, he entered the amateurs.
He enjoys early success. His first 40-some fights, he only loses a few of them. He doesn't lose that many fights. His fighting style, he tended to fight defensively. But he's a good puncher. He's got a great right hand, and a good defensive fighter has to have good hands. His opponents are lunging forward, moving forward, and as soon as they're out of position, bam, he's going to hit him hard. But he gets a championship fight against Tommy Loughran for the light heavyweight championship of the world. And Tommy Loughran is good.
He was probably one of the best pure boxers of all time.
And so Braddock gets a chance to fight him. It's a great fight. It's a close fight, but Braddock loses.
And in that fight, he fractures his right hand. And so he's, as a boxer, he's kind of crippled.
And it's the same time that America's going into a complete downward spiral, 1929.
What you have is a stock market crash in 1929. It gets to the point where 25% of the American population is unemployed. And what this means is people are desperate.
Now with a growing family at home, Braddock counted himself among the desperate Americans struggling to make ends meet.
As a result, he ends up working by the dockside, being a manual laborer.
When he went down to the docks, he couldn't use his right hand, and he kept on using his left hand over and over and over again. And months went by. His right hand got better, and his left hand got stronger.
Suddenly now he's a two-handed fighter. It's a very different game than being a one-handed fighter. But in roughly around the same time as Roosevelt's coming in and there's a new deal for America, he starts to defeat some good fighters.
He was up for a title bout with Max Baer. Now Max Baer, he was a murderous puncher. Frankie Campbell, he killed right in the ring.
People were scared of him.
Max Baer was a very good fighter, but he wanted to be a showman. He wanted to be an actor.
Well, what do you say? Let's go out and see if we can find some brunettes.
Didn't train very religiously at all.
Braddock.
He was left for dead just a couple months ago. And now all of a sudden he's fighting for the heavyweight championship of the world.
Nobody expects Braddock to win. I've seen, 8-1 odds against him winning, 10-1 odds against him winning.
They thought he was over the hill. I'm sure he was too old, too small. They had no idea what they were getting themselves into. The whole nation was watching. That day when he got into the ring.
Who's going to win the fight?
Daddy.
That's it, girl.
But it wasn't that great of a fight. Baer clowned around.
After the first round, they all sweat off. Thank God, the first round's over. Jim survived. Fifth round, same thing. Oh.
Braddock kept coming forward, fighting him, hitting him. And Baer starts hitting Braddock, too.
Seventh round, Baer did clock Braddock pretty good.
And I think Baer was surprised. He landed some hard punches against Braddock, and Braddock took them.
And all of a sudden, people are saying, oh boy, Jim might have a shot at this.
So Baer probably lost, 3, 4, 5 rounds because he did nothing at all.
Of course, in the end of the 15th round, the scorecards came out, but it was a unanimous decision, and the new heavyweight champion of the world, James J. Braddock.
The Cinderella Man became a beacon of achievement for the working class American, and his influence would be felt for years to come.
Americans love the underdog. That is kind of in our DNA.
So now we have a new champion. The question is, who is Braddock going to fight?
After 2 years on top, it was time for Braddock to defend his title. Max Schmeling, the pride of Hitler's Germany, was scheduled to challenge Braddock. In an effort to keep the title away from the Nazis, Braddock backed out of the fight in favor of a more lucrative bout against Joe Louis.
The boxers themselves are symbols.
It was almost like a patriotic act for Braddock to skip Schmeling and fight Louis. So it was an anticipated fight. Odds were way heavily on Louis. Louis is aggressive. And he goes at him, he's throwing right, he's throwing left. There's no feeling out period. Louis is going after him. And Louis misses a left. And Braddock hits him and knocks him down.
Louis went down and he said, oh man, maybe it's not over.
But then Louis just started to pulverize him.
They wanted to stop the fight after the sixth round because Braddock was taking such a beating. But he wouldn't stop. He wanted to go out on the shield.
In the eighth round, Louis throws a right. It's almost like he's throwing a baseball. Boom. He's down, and I mean out, cold.
They could have counted to 100. He wasn't getting up.
Despite his loss to Louis, Braddock's popularity endured. And in 1942, he used his reputation to inspire the nation.
Once Pearl Harbor happens, the gloves are off, to use a boxing term. You see many athletes throughout the war, giving their celebrity as part of their contribution to the war effort itself. And he's, one of those boxers that does that. But here's a guy who's 37, he's pushing 40, for crying out loud.
He signed up as a first lieutenant. 3.5 years later, he was a captain.
A lot of these gentlemen that join, they put in what's called special services, meaning they will use them for morale tours. They will use them to help entertain the troops, help, buoy their spirits as they're overseas. But he does something a little bit different. He becomes a hand-to-hand combat instructor.
He trained his fellow soldiers into how to defend yourself, how to fight.
Here he is trying to make the best use of his skill set and to train Army soldiers for a potential invasion of the home islands of Japan. You can throw aircraft and missiles and bombs, but you still have to occupy. Aircraft can't occupy enemy territory. That requires boots on the ground, and that requires a mental toughness as well as a physical toughness. And of course, boxers are unique. So it certainly would instill confidence in you that you're learning from one of the best in terms of hand-to-hand combat.
And he made a big impression on a lot of these fighters because everybody knew his story. You know, the Cinderella Man, you know, rags to riches. He was known throughout the world. You know, when you're in a war, I mean, it's terrible. You don't think it's ever going to end. And when you see a guy like James J. Braddock coming down to meet with you, even to spar with you, to talk with you, that was a big deal for him. It was probably late November of 1945. He was honorably discharged as the captain of his troops there.
Well, this is the Braddock family.
Braddock returned to New Jersey, where he is still celebrated as an American hero.
I mean, how many people can say, you know, they're working on the docks for $4 a day, and a year later, they're a heavyweight champion of the world? I mean, that don't happen.
Braddock was part of America's story. He's the Cinderella Man. He overcame the Depression. These are stories that the nation was built on and revived the nation.
America gets punched in the face at Pearl Harbor. And much like James Braddock, we rebound. And that's what we do, you know, as Americans.
He was a good person, a good soldier, a good husband, a good father, and a good man.
You're listening to a Fox News Radio 4th of July special from Fox Nation, Field of Valor. More coming up.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? At MD Hearing, we call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic need everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Sandra Porps, head of audiology at MD Hearing. If you or a loved one have trouble hearing but don't want to waste thousands for a hearing aid, MD Hearing was created for you by doctors and audiologists. A high-quality, FDA-registered hearing aid for a fraction of the price. No costly doctor visits, no expensive and time-consuming fittings, no bulky, old-fashioned hearing aids that cost thousands. The MD Hearing Neo is just $297 per pair. It's rechargeable and fits discreetly in your ear. Even better, it lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 90% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing risk-free for 45 days by calling 800-918-3920. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Call now, 800-918-3920. That's 800-918-3920.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like The Campaign, The Candidates, The All-Star Panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Hey, I'm Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we cover the full range of topics that are on your mind and speak with some brilliant, talented, thoughtful women and men who have excelled in their respective fields and careers. Plus, every Thursday is your turn. You get to be the lawyer and you get to ask the questions about whatever is foremost on your mind.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
it's Rachel Campos Duffy. Join me for Fox Noticias, a show that breaks down the news of the day with a focus on the kitchen table issues that matter most to our community. Politics, the economy, immigration, and cultural trends. Weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on Fox Deportes and available at noticias.foxnews.com, the Fox Noticias YouTube page, and Fox Nation. Or listen and follow the podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It is time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We asked people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
I'm having what she's having. It's a quote from a 1989 film starring Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. Name the film.
E.T.
When Harry Met Sally.
You got it. When Harry Met Sally.
Either way you did, you can always try again tomorrow. Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. This is a Fox News Radio 4th of July special from Fox Nation, Field of Valor.
On April 24th, 1994, the San Antonio Spurs were facing the Los Angeles Clippers at the Los Angeles Memorial Sports Arena for the final game of the regular season. David Robinson and Shaquille O'Neal were neck and neck for the NBA scoring title. Robinson had broken George Gervin's all-time scoring record with the Spurs earlier in the game with 64 points. In the final minute of the game, the Admiral, David Robinson, scored an additional 7 points with a grand total of 71. He claimed the scoring record for the season. The David Robinson story started over on the East Coast in Annapolis, Maryland.
His father had been a Navy man. He grew up in the Navy. Because of that early interest that he had in his father's career, the Navy was kind of home for him.
Though David was recruited to play basketball for the Naval Academy, he was initially reluctant to play, wanting to prioritize his academics. But he was quickly swayed to join the team.
Early on, he began really develop his skills.
David Robinson was a great player. He had the ability to shoot the basketball. He had the ability to play over both shoulders.
He was like Halley's Comet. He just kept getting better and better and better.
David's talent on the court took Navy basketball to their first NCAA tournament berth in 25 years.
His junior year, they went to the Elite Eight.
He and Doug Wojcik kind of burst on the scene in the NCAA tournament.
We actually upset a ranked LSU team in the first round.
Almost went to the Final Four.
Unfortunately, their senior year met the same fate.
They were one step away from the Final Four, and they ran into a buzzsaw. They ran into Duke.
Even though they didn't take home the title, David Robinson was the NCAA's shining star of the season.
Yeah, David won the Naismith Award, and he won the John Wooden Award. And those are significant because those are given out to the best college basketball player in the United States for the season.
After his senior year, David was asked to play at the 1988 Olympics in Seoul, South Korea. The U.S. team brought home the bronze medal.
He was a part of that team in 88 because he had such a great senior season at the Naval Academy. And, of course, being the best player in the United States, of course, you're going to be asked to be on the Olympic team.
David was viewed as a shoo-in for the upcoming NBA draft, but he still owed the Navy his service commitment.
If you graduate from a service academy, you have a 5-year commitment to the service after you graduate. And so that was going to be kind of an interesting situation because he could very easily play in the NBA and become a professional athlete.
We all wanted to see how good he was because he was so different coming from the Naval Academy. The way he played, the way he moved, his size, his strength, his skill was absolutely perfect for the NBA.
The San Antonio Spurs used their first-round pick to take David first overall in the 1987 NBA draft, even though he wouldn't be able to start until his service was completed.
The San Antonio Spurs kind of went out on the limb because if he didn't sign with them, that meant he would be available in the next draft for someone else.
I think from the Spurs standpoint, it was the easiest bet that anybody in that organization ever made.
You know, he's a guy that you want to coach because he can listen and learn. He's a guy that you know off the court's going to do all the right things, and he does, and he has. That type of leadership and example for everyone else on your team just goes a long way. The hatches, the ceilings, things like that on a ship are not conducive for somebody who grew to being 7 foot.
It was going to limit him to becoming an online officer, and that would limit his ability to become a commanding officer.
The normal commitment for a graduate is 5 years active duty in the military with 2 years of reserve commitment. It went all the way to the Secretary of the Navy to make a decision on David.
Because David couldn't serve on ships, and considering his enormous talent, the Navy reversed his commitment mandate, making it so he would serve 2 years of active duty and 5 in the reserves. David Robinson made his NBA debut on November 4th, 1989, versus the Los Angeles Lakers.
I think when David Robinson first came in, I think the perception was he was soft. I think he was an intellectual. He went to the Navy. And I think sometimes in sports, that gets misconstrued as soft. And I also think the league learned very quickly there wasn't much soft about David Robinson.
I mean, this man had it all. I mean, he could block shots. He could defend.
That's the exact kind of guy I want leading my basketball team.
He had a dramatic impact on the league, on his team. The year before he came there, they had won only 21 games, and they improved by 35 games. They went from 21 wins to 56 wins. So by 92, he was really beginning to establish himself as really a dominant force and one of the premier elite players.
The 1992 Olympics was the first year the Team USA swapped amateur players for professional players, and they knew exactly who to ask to be on their team.
The Dream Team went to the games in 1992 in Barcelona, and then later on in 1996, and David was a part of both of those teams.
The 12-man team was nicknamed the Dream Team. The Dream Team brought home the gold from both the 1992 and 96 Olympics. David played 14 seasons with the San Antonio Spurs before deciding to retire.
He announced his retirement in 2002, and so he got to kind of have a farewell tour as he went around the NBA the next season. But he went out in a blaze of glory. Talk about a storybook ending.
Robinson's last career game was the 2003 NBA Finals.
What Robinson's teammates did is something that you see in the movies. Win one for Robinson. And
the San Antonio Spurs beat the New Jersey Nets in the NBA Finals.
My last game, streamers flying, world champions.
And he rides off in the sunset.
David Robinson is remembered today by both his incredible career and the impact he's made on the San Antonio community.
Just about every superlative that you can think of to describe a human being, I think you could use to describe David Robinson. He's almost larger than life.
You know, he became not only a great basketball player, but one of the great minds in the history of sport. I think more than that, David Robinson, his legacy is going to be as one of the all-time great leaders.
What he has done for his community, help underprivileged kids, he's the type of man that every father would want their son to grow up to be like.
To see and hear more great content like this, go to foxnation.com and join today. More coming up.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
It's the Will Cain Podcast.
I think this long-term play is an attempt to reorganize the global economy, to arrest the fall of the American empire. I don't know whether or not it will work or whether or not it will fail, but I do know the path that we were on, even if in the short term the economy looked good, the path that we were on has been a path that is well trod by many empires before us, and we might want to try to reposition or arrest that fall and sustain the American empire.
Get the podcast 5 days a week at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News senior correspondent and New York Times best-selling author, and I'm searching for heroes. Every Monday, I'll speak with a few silent but noteworthy heroes, everyday people who illuminate stories of compassion and are true embodiments of heroism. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast, Searching for Heroes, with Benjamin Hall, wherever you download podcasts, and please leave a rating and a review.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. Listen and follow the Fox News hourly update at foxnewspodcasts.com or ask your smart speaker to play Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Janice Dean Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
It is time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
I'm having what she's having. It's a quote from a 1989 film starring Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. Name the film.
E.T. When Harry Met Sally.
You got it. When Harry Met Sally.
Either way you did, you can always try again tomorrow. Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown.
Every Monday and Friday, Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. You're listening to a Fox News Radio 4th of July special from Fox Nation, Field of Valor, with Brian Kilmeade.
Game 5 of the 1956 World Series at a packed Yankee Stadium. The Bronx Bombers faced their crosstown rival, the Brooklyn Dodgers. With the series knotted at 2 games, Yankee catcher and signal caller Yogi Berra led pitcher Don Larsen inning by inning, dissecting the opposing Dodgers lineup. 27 batters came up for Brooklyn, and all 27 were retired. Don Larsen and Yogi Berra had achieved the first and only perfect game in World Series history. But long before being a part of the history books, Yogi made a name for himself on the hill.
My grandpa Yogi grew up on the hill in St. Louis, Missouri. It was the Italian section of the hill.
Left the 8th grade to go to work. And in the meantime, he would sneak out and go play baseball.
Joe Graziola was my grandfather's across the street neighbor. They were great friends. Joe won a World Series with the Cardinals, was a major league catcher. He's in the Hall of Fame as a broadcaster.
Dad played on the American Legion team and became a very good player. Joe Graziola said that if you shut your eyes, you knew when he was batting because that's how the ball sounded coming off the bat.
They were invited to an open tryout at Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, and Branch Rickey, who was then the general manager of the Cardinals, offered Joe $500 to sign with the Cardinals. He only offered Grandpa $250.
And Branch Rickey didn't sign him for the reason he was going to the Brooklyn Dodgers, and he wanted Dad to sign with the Brooklyn Dodgers. But his Legion coach knew a Yankee scout, and the Yankees came over, saw him, and gave him the $500.
Yogi played for the Yankees at the minor league affiliate in Norfolk, Virginia.
In a doubleheader, he drove in 23 runs in one day. And naturally, everybody asked him, how the heck did you drive in so many? He said, every time I got up, there were runners on base.
But while the aspiring Yankee was making a name for himself in baseball, America was in the depths of the world's greatest conflict.
Yogi received his draft notice at age 18. Instead of waiting for the draft process, he volunteered.
He picked the Navy because his one brother, my Uncle John, was in the Navy.
After Grandpa enlisted in the Navy while he was playing in Norfolk, he went to basic training. Evidently thought that that wasn't very entertaining, so he volunteered for a secret mission just to have something to do, he said. And the goal of that was training for the invasion of Normandy.
D-Day, which is also known as Operation Overlord, was the largest amphibious invasion in history, involving over 156,000 Allied troops.
He was on a larger ship called the USS Bayfield, and that bigger boat transported everybody over to Normandy, and then he was dropped off the boat on an LCSS, Landing Craft Support Small, and my grandfather was a machine gunner providing cover fire for the troops going ashore.
And as daylight approached, Yogi and his crew prepared for the bombardment of German positions. As the first waves of troops landed on Omaha and Utah beaches, Yogi's boat continued to provide cover fire, ensuring the soldiers could establish a foothold.
After the D-Day invasion, after the beach was secure, he was on the water for 10 total days, and he had to take the bodies of his fallen comrades out of the water and bring them back.
It's not only impactful to us as a citizen to watch our fellow countrymen
who laid their lives before we ever came to be part of this great nation and the great services that we have.
At some point, he took a piece of shrapnel or a bullet through his left hand, and he declined to fill out the paperwork for his Purple Heart because he didn't want his mother to get a telegram and worry that he'd been hurt. I think that every day after World War II, my grandfather looked at it as a gift because he had the chance to come home and so many other men did not.
In 1947, Barra played in his first full season in World Series. There, he came through in the clutch on baseball's biggest stage.
It was like the greatest opportunity he could get to be in those pressure situations because it wasn't a pressure situation. It was fun.
Well, it'd be my first year, boy, winning the pennant in World Series. I'm sure happy.
Sure is great feel, isn't it?
It sure is, man.
Yes, sir.
Grandpa Yogi was underestimated at every step of the way, right? He was told that he didn't look like an athlete, that he looked like a gorilla, he looked like an ape. You know, he very famously said, well, so what? I never saw anybody hit with his face.
Yogi swings, there's a long drive going out into right field. It's going, going, it is gone.
He was actually an outfielder. He didn't really catch that much. But when Casey Stengel became the manager in 49, Stengel looked at him and said, I need his bat in the lineup, but he's got to get a spot. And he had Bill Dickey work with him, and my father said he never worked so hard in his life.
From 1949 to 53, with Barra as the team's full-time catcher, the Yankees won 5 straight World Series titles.
They had great players, great camaraderie, great chemistry. And, you know, he was lucky enough to play his first 5 years with Joe DiMaggio. And then after Joe was gone, Mickey came in.
Although alongside stars Jolt and Joe and the Mick, it was Yogi who was the backbone of the Yankees, winning 3 MVPs by 1955.
Athleticism, strong hand and quick reflexes and ability to call a game made him stand out. And despite his 5'7" stature, he was incredibly durable and resilient.
And in 1956, Yogi helped drive the Yankees back to the World Series.
Yankee Stadium for the 5th game with the Yanks and Dodgers tied up 2 games apiece, a pivotal game.
Don showed up to the ballpark a little hungover from the night before because it was not his turn to pitch, you know, and he sees the ball in his glove. And, oh no, we gotta go.
Don Lawson on the mound for the New York Yankees. The Brooklyn Dodgers, one by one, inning by inning, getting nary a scratch hit, nary a walk.
He just never shook Dad off. Whatever Dad wanted, he threw.
Yankee pitcher Don Lawson, who has retired every Dodger batter.
And he threw it where Dad put the glove.
And strikes him out. Lawson has pitched the first World Series no-hitter.
The iconic image of Yogi leaping into Larson's arm is one that's etched in my memory.
And Don always said that the most fearful fake was when Dad jumped on him. He said, oh, no, I'm a big guy, but your father's close to 190 pounds of solid muscle.
The Yankees would win 3 more World Series before Barra's retirement in 1963. Yogi finished with a total of 10 World Series championships as a player, a record that still stands today.
He's going to be remembered as one of the greatest catchers and clutch performers in baseball history.
Let's welcome home number 8, Yogi Berra.
But perhaps more than anything else, Yogi is remembered most for the person he was and his dedication to his country. In 2015, Yogi was posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
And when we got to the White House, and I'm going, wait a second. The United States of America is honoring my dad. It was incredible.
His character, his humor, and contributions to baseball and America's history made him a beloved cultural figure.
Grandpa also, like more than anything, just lived his life doing the right thing. He was very, very proud of his military service, very proud to be an American.
Yogi was the top of both military and baseball career. There's none like him.
This is a Fox News Radio 4th of July special from Fox Nation. Field of Valor. More coming up.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908, 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now, 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
It is time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
I'm having what she's having. It's a quote from a 1989 film starring Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan. Name the film.
E.T. When Harry Met Sally.
You got it. When Harry Met Sally.
Either way you did, you can always try again tomorrow. Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. Listen and follow the Fox News hourly update at foxnewspodcasts.com or ask your smart speaker to play Fox News. From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News senior correspondent and New York Times best-selling author, and I'm searching for heroes. Every Monday, I'll speak with a few silent but noteworthy heroes, everyday people who illuminate stories of compassion and are true embodiments of heroism. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast, Searching for Heroes with Benjamin Hall, wherever you download podcasts, and please leave a rating and a review.
It's the Will Cain Podcast.
I think this long-term play is an attempt to reorganize the global economy, to arrest the fall of the American empire. I don't know whether or not it will work or whether or not it will fail, but I do know the path that we were on, even if in the short term the economy looked good, the path that we were on has been a path that is well trod by many empires before us, and we might want to try to reposition or arrest that fall and sustain the American empire.
Get the podcast 5 days a week at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and to give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This is a Fox News Radio 4th of July special from Fox Nation, Field of Valor.
December 28th, 1975, trailing the Minnesota Vikings by 4 points with their season slipping through his fingers, Dallas quarterback Roger Staubach needed a miracle. Desperate for a touchdown, Staubach launched the football downfield. With the game hanging in the balance, he said a prayer, a Hail Mary. 50 yards away, receiver Drew Pearson came down with the ball, winning the game and catching what would become known as the first ever Hail Mary pass. Before answering the prayers of Cowboy fans, the Catholic boy from Cincinnati demonstrated his God-given talents at the collegiate level.
Roger Staubach, simply put, is a great human. The moment that he stepped on the football field or entered a classroom or joined the military at the Naval Academy, he was putting all of his efforts into being the best football player he could be, the best student he could be, and the best soldier that he could be. Once Roger stepped on the football field at the Naval Academy, he just started making plays.
Roger the Dodger has some mighty cool moves, which keep him out of trouble.
Such a quick twitch athlete, such great balance, was able to evade oncoming rushers and make a lot of plays with his legs.
The 1963 season, his junior season, was the one that got him all the accolades and helped make him a college football legend.
Coming into his own as a leader both in the classroom and on the field, Staubach set his sights on the most prestigious award in college football.
He was the first individual to have a Heisman campaign being built for him. Roger, I don't think that season needed much of a campaign.
Fast master at passing, Roger is cool and collected under pressure.
He was an All-American that season. Navy finished the year number two in the nation that year. They went 9-1. They beat a ranked Pitt team that season. They also beat Notre Dame.
Navy never mattered until he got there. And then he took him to national championship games, and he won the Heisman Trophy.
It is the last time a Service Academy member has won a Heisman Trophy.
Before Staubach could begin his professional career, he first had to make good on his promise to Uncle Sam.
It's interesting with going to the Naval Academy. You know, Roger Staubach had a duty to serve, and so he had 4 years that he couldn't play professional football.
Despite a historic college career, NFL teams recognized the inherent risk in drafting the young naval officer.
When it came for draft time, Roger Staubach ended up being a 10th round future pick by the Dallas Cowboys.
With his football career on hold and with the war heating up in the East, Roger circumvented Navy eyesight requirements to serve in Vietnam.
I think he was colorblind at some level, and they were like, you know, we're not going to make you do anything. You're not going to be fighting anyone anywhere. So we're going to make you do this or that. He's like, no, I want to serve and I want to go to Vietnam.
Because of their complex color indicators, Staubach's colorblindness made it impossible for him to serve on ships, submarines, or aircraft. His only ticket to Vietnam was as an officer with the Naval Supply Corps.
And this guy was so special and unique, because he knew that he could do it the safe way and stay in the States and have a desk job in the Navy. He's like, no, I want to serve and I want to go to Vietnam.
We did not choose to be the guardians at the gate, but there is no one else. We will not surrender.
As Americans poured into South Vietnam, the Navy established naval support activity in Da Nang to allow for the delivery of supplies to the troops. Lieutenant Junior Grade Staubach was among them. Staubach was responsible for the monitoring and acquisition of naval supplies. Everything from bullets to the beans they ate at dinner would have been acquired by him and his men in the Naval Supply Corps.
There was a quote from Gil Brandt, you know, as the Dallas Cowboys drafted him and Roger was overseas in Vietnam. The Cowboys would actually ship Roger Staubach footballs so that he could play catch with his military teammates. And one day, Roger calls the Cowboys and wants them to send more footballs over. So Gil packaged up 10 to 12 more and shipped them out.
Lucky for Roger, he and his troops in the Supply Corps made sure the footballs arrived safe and sound. After serving a year in Vietnam, Roger returned to the States, where he served the remaining 3 years of his commitment at Naval Air Station Pensacola. There, Roger continued to hone the football skills before retiring from the Navy with the rank of lieutenant. In 1969, he officially joined the Dallas Cowboys.
I remember when he first started playing in the NFL, he didn't play and start at first, you know.
He was the backup for Craig Morton, who was a pretty successful NFL quarterback.
The Cowboys had just went to a Super Bowl. It wasn't like, you know, the Cowboys were leaving the starting quarterback position or keeping it warm for Roger Staubach to slide right in there.
Craig Morton and him, they were mixing him up, and they were sending him in to do this play, that play. It'd be Morton, the next play he'd be in.
Tom Landry, his head coach, in terms of, you know, Landry had built this system that was tried and true, and Roger Staubach was an improviser. You know, he was a guy that, you know, would really fit into the NFL today in terms of his mobility, his pocket presence. Ultimately, Tom Landry took that chance and promoted Roger Staubach to the starting position, and that paid dividends.
He takes over as the full-time starter in 1971, setting up the Hall of Fame career.
I will never forget how great he was as a player and how scared I was of him as a Steeler fan that he was going to beat us.
Roger Staubach had tremendous career statistics. Roger's first year as the full-time starter led the Cowboys to a Super Bowl victory, was named Super Bowl MVP and Super Bowl VI.
Over the next decade, Staubach led the Cowboys to three more Super Bowls, winning again in 1978. But his accolades didn't stop there. Even after retirement, Staubach was recognized for his prowess and patriotism.
Relative to his era, where we should be comparing players from the same generation, he was among the best.
But towards the end of his career, you know, like most athletes, injuries start to catch up with you.
Roger Staubach's final season was in 1979 when he was 37 years old. He had his best statistical season. Highs in completions, passing yards, touchdowns, not that many interceptions. The Cowboys wanted him back for two more years. He was still playing at a high level, but the concussion concerns led to Staubach's retirement.
In 1985, he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And in 2018, President Trump awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest honor a civilian can receive.
There is so much respect for who Roger Staubach is as a person.
Roger Staubach is unlike anyone we will ever see again at the football level. We will never see a player win a Heisman Trophy at a service academy, go serve his country for several years, and then go on to become one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. That's not how football works these days, and it's just never going to happen again. That is why he's Captain America.
To see and hear more great content like this, go to foxnation.com and join today. This has been a production of Fox News Radio.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General, producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.